It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we come to you live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium in Binghamton as we get set for Game 2 of the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. And the Sydney Warriors have defeated the Green Trojans in Game 1 by a score of 14-6, so they have punched their tickets back to the Section 4 Class D final as they did a year ago, where they defeated Unitigo in the championship game. So Sydney is awaiting the winner of this contest here between 3-seed Tioga and 7-seed Harpersville Afton. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Again, beautiful weather, a beautiful fall weather for football, very comfortable temperatures, a great showing for all the schools that are here today. Sydney and Green both bringing a big fan base. Tioga always travels really well. Harpersville Afton, of course, not far up Interstate 88. So a lot of great fans here today. And we hear it all the time that people who do work all the games at these facilities, all the way up from the A's, the B's, the double A's, they say when you get to C and D, that's where you get the most fans and the most support. So really nice to see our small schools getting some great support from their schoolmates, classmates, and community members. So a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras, get his thoughts on his team's big upset win over 2-seed Unitigo last Friday and what they need to do here, some keys today against the Tioga Tigers. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with more on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and we'll hear from Harpersville Afton head coach Tim Petras right after the break here on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Morabito, where our people make energy different.
It's the Section 4 Class D football semifinals here on WCDO as the Harpersville Afton Hornets take on the Tioga Tigers. Nate Lull here on CDO, and we're joined by HA head coach Tim Petras. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thanks for having me, Nate.
Coach, first off, before we dive into the playoffs here, I always like to ask each coach about the regular season. Of course, it's such a great, tremendous accomplishment to make the playoffs in Section 4 Class D. So just your thoughts on how your team got through the season.
Yeah, season had a lot of twists and turns, and we started off with a nice 2-0 start, and the momentum kind of got put in hold a little bit when we unfortunately had the off week, week three. So we played a really tough part of our schedule against Sydney and Green, and one of the challenges we knew coming in was having two outstanding programs within our own division. So unfortunately, came short in those two. However, we've been playing real well as of late, and we've had a three-game winning streak with a nice win over Lansing, our homecoming against Oxford, and an absolute battle over Unitigo. So I love the way our team's playing right now, and so much of sectional football is who's hot at the right time.
Speaking of that win over Unitigo, they were the 2-seed, you guys were the 7-seed, but you're able to go in there and get it done in a very close game. You guys score late to win 19-13. Can you give me your thoughts on what was going through your head there?
That was a stressful one. And, you know, it was great when it was over, but it was not comfortable at any point. And we got off to a great start, and we jumped out to a 13-0 lead against Untigo, which definitely helps. However, they're an excellent program, and they, you know, as we expected, they came back. And what was great to see was at the end of the game when, you know, we absolutely needed that touchdown to pull ahead, our offense really came together. And hopefully we can, you know, capitalize and continue that momentum in the next game.
You face the Tioga Tigers. They are the 3 seed in Section 4 Class D semifinals. Tioga, of course, a very good program, winning a state championship just a few years ago. Have you really had a chance to sit down and watch them on film and see what they're all about?
Yeah, I mean, they're a quintessential Tioga team. They're big, they're physical, and they have a very talented deep backfield. The quarterback, Hutchinson, has been a part of this, been leading the team for a few years, and was, you know, the quarterback of the state title team, and he's continued to develop over the last few years, and he's really become quite a force, and he kind of makes that offense go. But they have a very, very talented backfield, and the depth makes it challenging from a scouting standpoint, because you can't really key on just one guy, because the other two or three guys will definitely capitalize.
Coach, one thing in watching you guys this year that a lot of people have asked me is how you've used Tyler King. He was, you know, primarily a quarterback last year when you guys had a great run, and this year kind of doing a little bit of everything. Can you talk about his role and how you've used Greg Akulis in the quarterback position?
Yeah, Tyler has made a really successful transition from quarterback to playing halfback, and one of the main driving forces behind it was it would make us more versatile the running game. We knew we had, you know, first-team All-State player Josh Wilson coming back. One of our sort of concerns when we made the decision to switch Tyler was to, you know, give us as many options as possible offensively to make us as versatile as possible. And, you know, when you have Tyler lining up next to Josh, it makes us far more challenging, I think, to scheme against when, you know, you have two elite running backs in the backfield. What also made this change possible was the development of Greg Akulis. And Greg had played quarterback a bit in the JV level and was one of our split ends last year and, you know, key contributor in all phases, but really felt that, you know, his maturity, his work ethic, his attitude, really believed that he could play the quarterback position. And, you know, having the success that Tyler had last year and to, you know, to move to another position was, you know, certainly an easy decision, and ultimately came down to what was the best for our team. And I've been pleased in both players with as far as what they've been able to do. Tyler, one of the benefits of, you know, moving from quarterback is it allows a little bit more use on the defensive side. So Tyler's played a little bit of everything. He's played linebacker, he's played corner, he's played safety. He can line up a little D end if we need to. So it makes you a little more willing to utilize the kid defensively when he's not playing the quarterback position.
And you just mentioned his name, Josh Wilson. We always seem to get him into the conversation when you're talking about the Harpersville Afton Hornets. You know, a guy who's small, 5'9", have him listed at 167 pounds, but he always seems to get the job done. Do you say anything specific to him when, you know, every week you know the defense is going to scheme to try to stop him, and he still seems to find ways to get it done?
He does, and that kid is just, he's resilient, he's scrappy, he's tenacious, whichever superlative you wish to use. The kid finds a way, and what's great about him is if, you know, if they're shutting out one aspect of his game, so if, you know, our interior game is not, you know, not really working, Josh understands that he can get to the outside. If they're shutting out the outside, Josh loves running between the tackles. One thing that's been great with him, he's expanded his versatility by being a little more of a receiver this year. Last week against Oxford, he had 92 yards receiving. So we're lining him more of a slot, and again, it creates one more headache for a defensive coordinator to have to plan on. And, you know, it creates some favorable mismatches when you have a linebacker, you know, trying to cover a kid who has, you know, 4.8, 4.7 speed. So Josh's versatility and his willingness to do anything on the field, you know, definitely is one of his greatest attributes.
Our last question here with Harpersville Afton football head coach Tim Petras. Coach, you know, a key or two here that you think will be huge if you want to have a chance to beat Tioga and move on to the finals.
Yeah, one thing I say for our team we need to clean up is the penalties, especially the last two games. The penalties have become a problem. You know, for any offense, a holding, a clip, I mean, it kills drive. So one point of emphasis this week has been just cleaning up the, you know, the preventable penalties. Penalties are going to happen. It's a part of the game. However, we have to understand that, you know, there are times where you might be better off not, you know, making the extra effort to hit someone. So, you know, cleaning that up, just trying to play with greater efficiency. Tioga is, you know, just a vicious team defensively. So, you know, they're going to have, you know, defenders in their face. So offensive linemen, as long as they're prepared and, you know what's coming, I think we'll do just fine.
Harpersville Afton head coach. Coach Tim Petras. Good luck against Tioga, and should be a great one. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Thank you for having me.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more of Harpersville, Afton, and Tioga here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Binghamton Alumni Field. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO as we bring you game two of the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Sydney wins game one over Green 14-6 to move on to the final next Friday. And we'll see who moves on here, the 3-seed Tioga Tigers or the 7-seed, the upstart Harpersville Afton Hornets. And Tim, welcome back to the booth.
Hey, thank you, Nate. Looking forward to game number two here today on a gorgeous, gorgeous day down here in Binghamton. And we're going to see a really different concept of what we saw in the first game. You know, Sydney's at that thrown game and so on and so forth. I think we're going to see a lot of rushing and maybe some passing if they need to.
Welcome back into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and they're our longtime pregame show sponsor. And boy, we had a quick break in between game one and game two. We haven't seen Tioga yet this year, but when we were down on the field, they're warming up, boy. They got some size as normal.
Yeah, their front line is huge. I mean, I didn't have the program in front of me at the time, but like Nate said, when we were down there watching them warm up, they are big boys, and they have a really great form. Offensive formation that I love, and it's the wishbone, and when they run out of that, that's absolutely amazing with those big guys in the front.
I think it's going to be a great game here. Harpersville Afton is going to have to really be aware of the physicalness of Tioga. We heard Coach Petras say that his team has struggled with penalties the last few games. They're going to have to be careful and not get into any silly situations, but just to also be prepared for Tioga to come out and hit you right in the mouth right off the bat.
Yeah, they will. I mean, these guys, we've seen them in the last couple of years. They're a perennial out of the IAC, and they are just absolutely execute their blocks well. They're big kids. They're really strong, and their backs are so quick and shifty. They don't need to have the ball. They don't have to hold their block very long because they're already gone. So Harpersville is definitely going to have their best defensive game of the year probably today.
Quarterback for Tioga, Connor Hutchinson, was the quarterback of the state title team two years ago. And talking with Coach Aiello this week, and we'll hear from him at halftime here, the Tioga head coach, I said, who are some of your big-time guys who you think have stepped up this year? And he goes, we don't have one guy who has stood out, and that's hard to game plan for because somebody has stepped up different every week. And he goes, my group of seniors has been here before. They know what to do, and they've stepped up kind of as a collective unit. And so that can be hard to game plan for because it can come from any angle.
Yeah, and especially when the kids have had it, you know, they got a state championship in their sophomore year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great, you know, great experience. They got to see what it was like to be at the top of Class D football in the state of New York. And now they're here again and with a chance to go back to Section 4 final.
Harper-Zilafton, of course, is led by their small and shifty running back, Josh Wilson. He's going to have a huge day in order for Harper-Zilafton to have a chance to win this ball game here. You know, they're underdogs, but they have some big-time upsets already under their belt as they knocked out number 2 Unitigo just a week ago, 19-13. They have some great pieces, and Wilson has big playability at every moment.
Absolutely. I mean, that kid can break it at any point in time, and it doesn't take him long to go either.
And Greg Akulis has stepped in very nicely at the quarterback position this year, which has allowed their old quarterback, Tyler King, to be in a variety of different places. We heard Coach Petras say, hey, we can line him up in the backfield. He can be a receiver. He can do a little bit of everything. So we're going to take a quick break, pause for the national anthem, and be right back with Harper-Zilafton and Tioga here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service, too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night?
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream today, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Both teams going out with their captains for the handshakes and also the coin toss, where we'll decide who will receive here for the opening of this one between Harper-Zilafton and Tioga. And looking down at the Tioga sideline, one thing I didn't ask Coach Aiello about is the status of Nick Quastner, wearing number 5. Very, very good athlete for Tioga. He's one of those sophomores that was on that championship team, and I see he's got his jersey on, but he is in, like sweats. So Quastner not in today for Tioga. We'll see who else steps up as part of that senior leadership crew to take on the Harper-Zilafton Hornets today.
Yeah, that's a huge thing to lose is somebody that's a senior leader like that. And but I know that there's a bunch of other kids on that team that are also seniors that were there and as sophomores in the Class D final for states, and they're going to step forward, I'm sure.
Boy, what a game that was a couple of years ago where, Jesse Manuel was a senior. They took on Ticonderoga up in the Dome and scored late in the game to win. Heck of a ball game and a big championship win for Tioga. They had been to states a couple of years before that, lost in the semifinals, and then stepped it up and got it done that year. So Tioga, I guess the moral of the story is they've been here before, and a lot of these kids know how to win ball games. Harper-Zilafton was here a year ago, lost a heartbreaker to Sydney, came down to the last play, and they were on the goal line trying to punch it in on the final play over at Ty Cobb Stadium at UE and just couldn't get it in, and Sydney advanced to the finals, and we all know how that went from there. They made it to the state Final Four. So the Hornets were a breath away from maybe winning that game last year.
Yeah, they certainly were, and I can't remember if it was a yard or half a yard or what it was, but it was really close.
It was close. And they had to go the whole length of the field. Mm-hmm. There was about a minute left, and they got a huge play from Tyler King and set it up, and they pretty much had one shot as clock was winding down
handed it off to one of their surefire running backs, and he just couldn't quite get in. And I'm sure it's a play that these kids think about a lot and might be on their minds here today as they play once again in the semifinals. Tioga will receive. Harpersville-Afton will kick it off, and Tioga will go right to left to start it off. These two teams' uniforms looking very similar. We'll talk about that in just a moment as Harpersville-Afton will come out on defense. Tioga picks it up. They bobble it here on the opening draw. They'll pick it up out to the 15-yard line to the 16, a return from senior Alex Quinn. So let's quickly talk about each team's uniform. Tioga, if you know college football, basically looks like the Michigan Wolverines, the navy blue with the gold trim, and it has the three stripes on the helmet. It says Tioga in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. Think of the opposite, pretty much, for Harpersville-Afton today. They have the white tops with the navy blue pants, the gold trim, and the navy blue with the gold trim helmet says Hornets across the side there. So very two similar looking teams here.
Yeah, they definitely are. And, you know, when you said it, Nick, it's like home Michigan, away Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of that way. It's interesting. We got a little bit of equipment malfunction with the down marker right now. So I'm looking to see what's going on over there.
Yeah, over on the far side, just trying to get that all back together so they can have the chains correct. And looks like it's good now. So this will be a first and 10 for Tioga. They will start on about their own 18-yard line, again going right to left as they won and received on the opening toss. So here is quarterback Connor Hutchinson, the senior and the leader of this team, under center. He's going to hand off, and they'll look to bull one up the center here. Good defense by Harpersville-Afton. Maybe a gain of one on the play here for the Tigers. We'll see who the ball carrier was. Coming off the bottom of the pile was Trey Floyd.
Trey Floyd, the fullback, with a nice little run on first down. Picks up almost 2 yards. He'll bring up a second down and long eight.
Charles Huizenga in on the tackle there for the Hornets. And so they'll give him 2 yards. So they're going to be about a second and eight coming up early in this one. As I think we're going to see a heavy run game from both of these teams. After talking with both coaches coming in, that's kind of their style this season. Man in motion here for Tioga. On a second and eight, they'll hand it off once again, hitting the pile. And to the left side is the Tioga ball carrier. Maybe good for a gain of one. As coming off the bottom here is Justin Rockwell, another senior.
Tioga in the I formation, lead blocker was the fullback, and then off the left end, and he got another probably 2 or 3 yards, and this brings up a third and seven.
So 10:50 to go here in the first quarter between Tioga and Harpersville-Afton. The Hornets trying to pin Tioga in their own end. It's going to be a third and 10 coming up here for the Tioga Tigers. Hutchinson now backs up into the shotgun. The line is set. They'll hand off, hitting the hole here. Tioga, no. Quarterback keeper for Hutchinson. Bounces to the outside, first down and more. 35-yard line, and he runs out of bounds as the coolest was right there on the defensive coverage. But boy, that play fooled everybody, and Hutchinson drops it down and runs for the first down.
Yeah, nice little option play to the right side, and picked up a really nice block on the corner, and he kept it and got the first down for Tioga.
There's a senior quarterback for you right there. Just knew when to tuck it and take off. And he picks up a big first down. That was his long third and 10 there. So 10 and a half to go in the first quarter. 0-0 game between the Tigers and the Hornets as we just get underway. Live here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Tioga with the first possession of the day. Hutchinson is going to try to push the pile forward on a first and 10. Maybe picks up about a yard here for the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, just right up the middle and right over the center and the guard gap, and just got that positive yards for Tioga, bring up a good manageable second down.
And you think about how many times Tioga has spoiled a season for a team in our part of Section 4 in the East. Talk about those games a few years ago with Unitigo, where they met them deep in sectionals 2 years in a row, and boy, they just had so many weapons on offense. It was really tough to stop, and Unitigo was loaded at the time.
Yep.
So rich history for the Tigers. Here is Tioga on a second and 10 now. The ball is up to the 40-yard line. Hutchinson tries to pull it down, but Harpersville-Afton reads this one well, and a gang tackle of Hutchinson. He's going to lose some major yards here for the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. That was definitely a broken play there, and Coach is not happy with his offense right now. They lose about 4 yards on that play, and it'll bring up third down and 13.
Shane Hoover came barreling through and started the gang tackle. Rizuka was in there as well for the Hornets. Nice play. 9:20 to go in the first quarter. A scoreless game so far between Tioga and Harpersville-Afton. Third and long coming up here, about a third and 13 for the Tioga Tigers. As they are going right to left, they are on their own 33-yard line. Here is Hutchinson in the shotgun. Snap. Wants to hand off. No. Quarterback keeper. Option pitch, though, to the left side.
And the running back turns the corner and is knocked out of bounds. He's short of the first down. That was Trey Floyd, but a flag on the play well after he was out of bounds.
Wow, that was a real, real late flag right there. It was close. I mean, if he doesn't do that, obviously they're going to keep him short of the first down, but this is definitely going to add to it, and they're going to get a first down out of this.
And Coach Petras was saying that the penalties have really killed the Hornets lately. It was something they came into this game with a strong emphasis on trying to fix, and that is not one they needed right there. This will give Tioga the first down.
It's just a mental mistake right there, and definitely going to cost the Harper's the Lafton team.
So a personal foul, am I correct there, Tim?
Yeah. Personal foul, late hit out of bounds.
Boy, he was well out of bounds. No need to do that. So this will bring Tioga into Harpersville-Afton territory. They are in the 44-yard line again, going right to left. The blocks are set. They'll hand off, running to the far side. Here is Trey Floyd, and he'll pick up about 5 yards. I think the ball was on the ground, though.
Let's see what
the officials will say, that the Tigers did fall back on it.
Yeah, he got about 6 yards, 6 or 7 yards, and then fumbled it backwards. So he's only going to pick up about two. Yeah, they got the ball back on the recovery of the fumble.
8.5 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville-Afton. First drive of the afternoon for the Tioga Tigers. Harpersville-Afton has not had the ball yet. And this penalty on two plays ago has kept this drive alive for Tioga, as it was a personal foul against H.A. Here are the Tigers on a 2nd and 8. They'll hand off again and hitting the pile hard. Still driving forward. Good for a first down as Max Johnson on his first carry of the day. Finally brought down at the 30-yard line.
Max Johnson is the point guy of the wishbone, and just took the ball right up the middle and hit the hole hard and quick, and a good first down run.
Well, between Johnson, Floyd, and Rockwell, that's three guys who have run the ball so far for Tioga. All have shown different abilities, different speeds, and that's tough to stop. Hard to know where the ball is going.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they come in, they show you so many different offensive formations. So it's hard to decide where they're coming from.
Here's the Tigers at the 31. Man in motion is DeMario Chambers, who's also a big offensive threat. They'll hand off, and now this is John Worthing. Worthing cuts back from right to left across the 30 to the 26. Worthing is a very, very good wrestler for this very tough Tioga Tigers wrestling team. And, wrestling and football guys just always seem to be, it goes well together, I should say.
Definitely a good combination, that's for sure.
That's the thing about a lot of these Tioga football players. They've been a part of a great wrestling program in Section 4 for the last couple of years. I'd say between Tioga and Norwich and BGAH, they have put a lot of wrestlers through the state tournament. 7:10 to go here, first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville-Afton. And this will be a second down here for the Tigers and about 5 to go. They'll run to the outside. Going to be very close to a first down. I think they'll get it. As again, Max Johnson, shifty in between the tackles, picks it up.
Yeah, he definitely is just really straight ahead, nothing fancy about it, just gets the ball and hits the hole hard and gets another first down for this Tioga team.
5-minute drive so far, really eating up some clock in this first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Harpersville-Afton. Tigers moving the ball just outside of the HA red zone here at the 21-yard line. This will be first and 10. Blockers are set. They'll hand off, run to the right side from the 20 down to the 15 before he's pushed back. That's Trey Floyd. But they'll mark him at about the 16-yard line for the Tigers.
Floyd gets about 4 yards on that play. We'll bring up second down and 6.
So, again, a scoreless game between the Tigers and Hornets. And this is still our first possession of the game. Tioga won the opening coin toss, got it. And so far they've moved it just about 60 yards here, and they're trying to punch it in as they have it down to the 21-yard line with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Connor Hutchinson, the quarterback, under center again. Will hand off Trey Floyd, again pushing the pile far side on a second down. Going to be very close to a first down near the 10-yard line.
Okay, there's 5 offensive linemen, and there's 3 of them right next to the ball carrier. So I'm just telling you what the push is right now that Tioga front line is getting. It's absolutely amazing. Those running backs aren't getting hit until they're into the backers. So it's going to be a tough game if they continue to block like that. And Coach Petras and the defense are going to have to make some changes.
Very Walton-esque, the way that Tioga sets up on the offensive line when they all get set kind of in the same motion. Now they'll hand off, and this one is for Max Johnson on a first down and 6, pushing the pile forward for a yard or two. Tioga down to the HA 7-yard line here. yeah, no nonsense. They're just saying, okay, we're going man on man, and best man wins. And right now, Tioga is handling that very well.
Well, we said during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show that we thought Tioga had the slight size advantage, and you know, if they can start to wear you down early, it could be a long afternoon. But so far, the Hornets hanging tough. They just haven't quite been able to get that stop that they need.
They were close to it, but then they had that penalty.
The penalty certainly hurt back near midfield. 5:05 to go, first quarter. Second down and 8 here for the Tigers. They'll hand off. No, it's going to be a throw. Hutchinson rolls out. Throws complete far side and into the end zone here for Trey Floyd. And it's a 6-0 lead as the Tigers score on the opening drive.
Nice little play action pass play right there. Hutchinson rolling out to his left side and just made a nice little throw to the back end in the flat, and 6 points for the Tigers.
So Trey Floyd gets the pass from Connor Hutchinson, and it's a 6-0 lead for the Tigers with exactly 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it looks like they'll go for two here. So lining up, well, they're going to kick the extra point, actually, and coming in to do the kicking, it looks like will be Tanner Hollenbeck with Connor Hutchinson on the hold. So Hollenbeck waiting. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is up through the uprights and good. So the PAT is good, and the Tigers of Tioga take a 7-0 lead. They score on their opening drive against Harpersville Afton. 7-0, Tigers over the Hornets. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO as the Tioga Tigers score on their opening drive of the game, a 7-0 score as they put up the extra point. And we'll finally see the Hornets with their first chance on offense today. Tim will have some stats from the drive for you.
Yeah, the Tigers on their first drive, 15 plays, 82 yards, covering 6 minutes and 50 seconds.
They really ate up some clock there, and now we'll see the Hornets and see if they can respond on offense, going left to right on your radio dial. As standing to our left at about the 20-yard line is Tyler King, as well as Josh Wilson, two very dynamic threats in the backfield. Boy, the Tioga Tigers taking a page out of the Green Trojans here on the kickoff as they kind of faked the kick and now the short kick, and now it looks like they will kick it long. As Hollenbeck comes up, Pooch kicks this one and hits a Harpersville Afton player. That's a live ball. Does look like the Hornets are able to fall on it there. Very nice job coming up from behind is Shane Hoover to fall on that one at the 40, but it hit one of the guys in the first row. Bounced about 10 yards, and Tioga almost recovered.
Yeah, real nice play by the second line of Harpersville Afton, and they came up and got that ball. Like Nate said, it is live, and they got it, and they'll take over for their first possession at the 42-yard line on their own 42-yard line.
4:56 to go in the opening quarter here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Sydney defeated Green in the first game 14-6. So Sydney awaits the winner of this game between Harpersville Afton and Tioga. First play from scrimmage. They go to Josh Wilson. He tries to go to the outside, loses probably about 5 yards. The Tigers were right there to sniff it out, but we do have a late flag. It was way after the play and in the backfield. So let's see. This is going to be
unsportsmanlike.
Oh, against Tioga.
Wow. Both teams are hurting themselves with foolish penalties right there.
Coach Aiello cannot be happy with that.
No, I'm guessing what it was a little bit of an excessive celebration because they did make a really nice defensive play right there.
Yeah, great play as they dropped Wilson for about a 3-yard loss. You could tell they knew it was coming, as that's a play that H.A. does run a lot, but maybe the celebration was a little bit over the top. Or maybe something was said that we couldn't hear up here in press box land.
It was definitely thrown, and it was definitely late. So let's see what we're doing here. The box is moving, and they did give him the first down.
So they're across midfield into Tioga territory with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Wilson in motion. Akulis rolls out to his right, throws, and it's incomplete, trying to find Tyler King. Good coverage there by Tioga and Owen Wonk.
Akulis with a nice little throw-on roll-out to the right. He's going to try to get away from that big, big defensive line of Tioga. They're going to be pressuring him all day, I think, and he's going to do whatever he can to move the pocket so they don't get settled in where he is.
Late in the first quarter here on CDO, it's the Tioga Tigers with a 7-0 lead over the Harpersville Afton Hornets. A 2nd and 10 near midfield as Harpersville goes left to right. They're in the white tops, the navy blue pants, the navy blue with the gold trim helmets. Here is the coolest. Pitches out to Wilson on the far side. Wilson, stutter step move, gets around the first line, gets over to the 45, to the 40. Wilson to the 35, 30. Wilson still on his feet. 20, 15, 10 before he's knocked out of bounds. Huge run by Josh Wilson of HA.
Yeah, nice little play. Misdirection over to the left side, ran back to their line, and they absolutely just overloaded that side. And what a great cutback, and took it right down to the 10-yard line, right?
Yeah, we heard Coach Petras say in the pregame interview, this kid finds a way to get things done. He knows the other team is game planning for him, and if they stop him one way, he tries to switch it up and do something else. And
just keep in mind, that Tioga front line is pressure. They've got people in the backfield right away, so that was a great, great play right there.
So here's Harpersville Afton trying to answer back. 1st and 10 on the Tioga 10. They hand off Josh Wilson in between the tackles, still on his feet, and picks up about 3 yards and down near the 6-yard line here for the Hornets.
Yeah, nice little dancing move kind of thing. He just bouncing back and forth, getting every little bit of the gain he can, and he did get it down to the 6-yard line, so it'll be 2nd down and goal to go.
Clock moving, 3:55 to go, first quarter. Tioga with a 7-0 lead over Harpersville Afton, but the Hornets trying to answer as they march here. And a direct snap, this one is going to go to Wilson. He cuts up the left side, and he's brought down. Maybe a gain of 1 or 2, so they are slowly inching it towards the end zone.
Yep, they are. They're getting closer and closer. They're probably just at about the 5 or maybe just inside the 5-yard line, and 3rd down and goal to go.
So this is going to be a 3rd and about 4 yards to go for the Hornets. The coolest, the quarterback, comes in with the play from the sideline, and head coach Tim Petras. Clock continues to move down to 3:20 to go in this first quarter. Tioga leading Harpersville Afton 7-0. The coolest. With a man in motion, that's Wilson. Steps out of the pocket, rolls to his right, tosses one up in the air, and this one is overthrown for Wilson. And 4th down coming up here for AJ.
Yeah, a little floating pass over to the corner, to the right-hand corner of the end zone, and Wilson could not get to it. So ball's incomplete and brings up 4th down.
What a huge play here for the Hornets. They trail 7-0, and they've marched it all the way down the field, and now a 4th down. On the Tioga 4-yard line, if you're the Hornets, you have to come away with something.
Yeah, you definitely have to put it in the end zone right here, so we'll see what they can do, what they dial up.
So they break out of the huddle here. King is going to be split out. Now he's going to go into the backfield. Here there's going to be 3 guys in the backfield, and now Harpersville Afton is going to take a timeout. And we'll step away for 30 seconds with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. It's a 7-0 lead for Tioga over Harpersville Afton. The Hornets with a 4th down and goal to go coming up on CDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, here we go, folks. 7-0 lead for Tioga over Harpersville Afton. 4th down and goal to go. They are at about the 4-yard line. 3 runners in the backfield out of the timeout. Akulis is at the quarterback position. Pitches to Wilson. He's not going to get it. The Tigers come up with a big-time stop as Wilson got hit at about the 2-yard line and is brought down. It's a turnover on down.
Wow, that was a big play right there, and I'm pretty sure that Tioga got away with one right there because I think they were offsides on that play and no flag.
Wow. So a big-time stop there for the Tioga Tigers with 3:04 to go in the first quarter and a 7-0 lead. And the Tigers will take over at their own 2-yard line going right to left. Again, they're in the navy blue uniforms, the navy blue pants, the gold trim, the navy blue with the gold trim helmet as well. Pretty much picture the Michigan college football helmet there for their helmets here today. So 1st and 10 as they're on their own two-yard line. So it's a dangerous position here for the Tigers. They need to get some breathing room away from that end zone. They'll try to run it up the middle, maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage here. So second down and 10 coming up.
Yeah, nice defensive play right there by the inside left tackle for Harpersville. He got in, got a little pressure, and made it. Got him for no gain. So second down and 10.
2:45 to go, first quarter. Again, in case you're just joining us, Tioga had a long clock-chewing drive to put their points on the board. Harpersville answered and came all the way back, but then the drive stalled on the Harpersville, or on the Tioga goal line, I should say. And now Tioga gets the ball back for the second time today, and on a second and 10, they'll run it about 5 yards out to the 6-yard line here, and off the bottom of the pile there, it looks like the ball carrier was DeMario Chambers.
DeMario Chambers with a nice run on second down, brings up third down and 4 for the Tigers.
That's the thing with Tioga there, running the ball with 3 or 4 different guys. So, you know, very,
they're
very
all fresh.
Yeah, very tough to see where the ball's going, and everybody's fresh. 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. Tioga with the ball. Connor Hutchinson is under center on a 3rd and 3. This is a big play here for the Tigers, stuck deep in their own end. They'll hand off to the far side here for Justin Rockwell, and he pushes it forward. Going to be close to a first down. This one, I think, will depend on the spot.
Yeah, I think that was a nice play right there, and it is good for a first down for the Tioga Tigers. I was just going to say, they ran out of another offensive formation, and I'll tell you what, they make you guess. They keep you guessing. What are they going to come out in? And they can run every play out of every formation, so you really got to be thinking.
Ball out to the 13-yard line now, a 1st and 10 for Tioga with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead here for the Tigers over the Hornets. Winner will play Sydney in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. A run here on first down, and nowhere to go, just running into a sea of white and navy blue there on the first down play. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, real nice play right there by the defense. Again, they pulled them to maybe a gain of 1. So bring up a 2nd down and 9, and the ball is going to be spotted right about the 14-yard line.
Brock Wiest leading the charge there on the tackle for HA. Several special sponsors today, including the Egley Machine Company, Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, as well as Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Thank you for your support. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tioga will hand off again here on 2nd and 9, and they'll maybe pick up 2 yards as to the outside was Trey Floyd. So a 3rd down coming up.
Yeah, Trey Floyd was a good roll run right off the guard and tackle gap. Cuts the distance in half, and it'll bring up about 3rd and 5.
And so 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. This could be the last play of this opening frame, with Tioga leading Harpersville Afton 7-0. Again, the winner will play Sydney in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game next Friday. Here is Hutchinson, the quarterback, under center. Are we going to have a flag? There was a lot of movement on that line. And now no flags came out, but we will have a whistle. And a timeout is taken here by the Tioga Tigers with 5 seconds to go in this first quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you this afternoon on WCDO. A beautiful fall day for high school football. The second game of our doubleheader weekend here in the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. 5 seconds to go in the first quarter from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, and it's Tioga leading Harpersville Afton by a 7-0 score. And let's see what the Tigers decide to do here on a 3rd and 4. They're still deep in their own end after Harpersville turned it over on downs at about the 2-yard line. Tioga's worked it back out to the 18-yard line, but this is a big 3rd and 4 here for Tioga. Hutchinson, the quarterback, is in the shotgun, and he will hand off here. No quarterback keeper, runs to the far side. He's going to be short of the first down, tackled at the 20-yard line, so a 4th down coming up here for the Tigers. But that marks the end of the first quarter with the score, Tioga 7, Harpersville Afton nothing, and we'll step away and be right back with the start of the second quarter on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us, the Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on WCDO. It's going to be a 4th and 3 for Tioga. They switch ends of the field, now going left to right to start the second quarter. And it looks like they will punt one away with Tanner Hollenbeck. And so Josh Wilson will stand back at about midfield to receive for the Hornets. Waiting for the snap, it's high. Hollenbeck fields this one and gets a punt off just in time as it was almost blocked. It takes a Tioga Tigers bounce, rolls out of bounds at the 34-yard line. That's where the Hornets will start off this drive to start the second quarter, going right to left.
Yeah, nice little flip of the field right there. And got nice no call by the white hat right there. Kid ran into the punter. It wasn't anything real. Wilson could have thrown the flag, but he didn't. He kept it in his pocket. And now we have Harpersville Afton with the ball in their own territory again.
So the Hornets had a nice drive, including a really nice run by Josh Wilson on their first drive. They had a first and goal pretty much from the 2. The drive stalled out. They tried it on 4 straight plays, couldn't get anything in, but they do a nice job to stop Tioga on that last drive, and they get the ball back here once again, and here is Wilson and King both out on the wide receiver position side. Wilson is in motion. Will they hand it off to him? Yes, they will. Wilson cuts back from left to right, still on his feet, running backwards in the wrong direction, though, to try to get some room, and he's brought down by the Tigers in the backfield.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the defensive set for these guys for Tioga. They're in a 4-3, and those tackles are huge. I mean, I'm just watched them on that play, and they're getting into the backfield and disrupting the play. They may not make the tackle, but they're changing the timing and everything on it, and it's very disruptive.
This is a Tioga team that opened the season. Their only loss this year was to Class C defending state champion Newark Valley, who's the number one team in Class C so far this year in the rankings, and they only lost by 2. So we know this is a Tigers team that is ready to play. Here on a 2nd and 14, here is Akulis in the backfield, has nowhere to go and loses big-time yardage, getting chased out of the pocket. I'd say he lost 5 yards. 3rd down and a country mile coming up.
Yep, 3rd down and a long ways to go for Harpersville Afton on this next play. I'll tell you, they are just getting so much pressure, and it's not like they're having to put 8 guys in the box or anything. They're actually getting that pressure with those front 4.
Yeah, they have a lot of good size on that front line. I mean, you look down their roster, several guys over 200 pounds, including 290, 250, 220, 260, and a couple of guys at 205. So, I mean, that really does add up.
Well, it sure does.
Snap after snap.
I mean, the linebackers are still 5 yards off the ball. So, I mean, it's like they're just relying on that front 4.
Third,
they can do.
3rd and 23, and right as we get the snap, we'll have a whistle, and it's going to be against Harpersville Afton.
Wow. Delay a game against Harpersville Afton there, and now it's another 5 yards back, and wow, that is a long ways.
Going to 29. Be a 3rd and 29 here for the Hornets. They trail 7-0, 10:18 to go in the second quarter. And again, Tioga got the opening drive, took it down for a score, and the Hornets tried to answer back. They had a drive stall on the 2-yard line, stopped Tioga. Now this is their second possession, and this is going to be a 3rd and 37. And here is Akulis. He is flushed out of the backfield, has nowhere to go, tries to get into the air, has a receiver, but it falls short. And it's going to be fourth down coming up for the Hornets, and this drive has just not gone their way.
Yeah, it definitely hasn't. And Kulis just running for his life and just threw the ball in the direction of number 45 for the Eagles.
7-0 lead for Tioga over Harper Zilaft in early second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios helping us out today. We appreciate that. And Tyler King is ready to punt here for Harper Zilaft, and it's blocked. Blocked here by the Tigers. Ball is loose at the 15-yard line. They'll fall on it there. Big special teams play here for the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, it's just, they just are getting so much pressure, even on the punt. I mean, there's like there's nobody there for Harper Zilaft and on the front line. These guys are just moving them.
There was probably two or three guys that broke through the line, so I don't know exactly who blocked it, as it was just a sea of navy blue and gold that got up there, and King just had no room to operate. It was a clean block, and then it was recovered as it rolled back to the 15-yard line. So here is great field position for the Tigers going left to right as they start on the HA 21-yard line.
Yep, coach brings our number two brings the play into the huddle, and we'll see what they come out in as far as formation for this set of plays.
Connor Hutchinson is number two, the quarterback here, the senior leader for this Tioga Tigers team. Line is set, and they'll look to throw. Hutchinson flushed out of the pocket and then brought down here. Great pressure by the Harper Zilaft defense. Josh Wilson was in there for H.A. as well as Charles Huizenga.
Yeah, and he had a guy open. He needed one more second to let that ball go, and unfortunately he didn't have the ability to do that because he was being wrapped, brought down to the ground by the whole defensive line of Harper Zilaft.
So the Hornets now trying to return the favors. This is going to be a second and 16 for the Tioga Tigers. They started at the 17. Now they're pushed back to the 22-yard line with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. It's Tioga 7, Harper Zilaft nothing. Waiting for the snap from Hutchinson. Man in motion. They'll hand off and try to go back to the run game here. Running to the left side will be Justin Rockwell. Picks up about 2 or 3 yards.
Yeah, they motioned that halfback out of his halfback slot, and he comes over to that side. And every time they've done that, they've gone to that side, having him lead the block or lead the runner through the hole. So it'd be interesting to see if maybe later on they were in like a counter coming the other way with that.
So here is a 3rd and 13, and the Hornets defense trying to stay stout here against this very tough Tioga Tigers running game. And we'll see what Hutchinson does here for the Tigers on a 3rd down and long. And he'll hand off, and a good run here up the middle. Going to be very close to a 1st down here for Trey Floyd. Inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. It's going to be very close to a 1st down.
Yeah, and they've got the win. So, and I can tell you right now, this kicker for Tioga can boot the ball. I was watching him in the pregame, and he was kicking 30-yarders like they were nothing. So they might try it. They've got 4th down and about 3.
So
sending the quarterback in.
Good run there by Trey Floyd to give them some excellent field position here compared to the 3rd and long. Now it's the 4th and short. They're going to go for it. Ball is on the HA 9-yard line. Hutchinson is under center. 3 guys in the backfield. And, oh, boy, a flag on the play as Harper's the left and jumps offside. Tough break.
Give him a 1st down.
Boy, just you have him where you want him.
Yeah.
And that's going to give the Tigers a 1st down.
You almost have to wonder if they were even going to run a play there.
Yeah.
And Tioga, you know, they're going to just see if they could draw them offside. If they couldn't, then see what happens.
So Tioga with a 7-0 lead over Harper Zilaft, 7:55 to go here in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. Good crowd support for Game 1 and for Game 2 here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Holds a lot of people, and definitely a lot of blue and gold out here today between these two sides. As here is Hutchinson on a 1st down and goal. Now they will hand it off. Leaning forward here is Trey Floyd. Picks up 2, and it's going to be 2nd and goal.
Trey Floyd's a big boy right there, too, running the football.
With his foot, 200 pounds.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, solid young man. And got a nice positive gain on that 1st down play. And we have official timeout.
Timeout by the officials here. Looks like maybe talking about the spot of the ball. With 7:22 to go in this second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned in just a few minutes. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And we will hear from Tioga Tigers head coach Nick Aiello at the break, as well as give you a scoring recap and tell you about some other games today, as, of course, Sydney advanced on in Class D, and Oneonta, a 1-point victory in Class C to move on to the finals. So here here on a second down. They will try to run it right up the gut, and they're going to come up short once again. So a third and goal coming up here for the Hornets. As Hutchinson tried a little QB sneak.
Yeah, QB sneak was the call, and Hutchinson didn't quite get there, so it's going to bring up third and goal to go from about the 1.5.
6:45 to go, first quarter. Tigers trying to pad their lead a little bit here as they lead Harper's the last in 7-0. Hutchinson marches out of the huddle right up to the line. No wide receivers at all. Three guys in the backfield. Line is set. They're going to just try to power it in. It's going to be close. Yes, it is. A touchdown here for Trey Floyd, and the Tigers go up 13-0.
Trey Floyd with a little just dive right off the left guard and tackle gap and falls into the end zone for 6 points for the Tigers.
Second touchdown of the day by Trey Floyd. He got one in the first half, and now he punches another one in, and the Tigers are going to go for the extra point here with 6.5 to go in the second quarter.
First one was a reception too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice little design play on that first one where they rolled out and they were able to get it to him. So here is the junior kicker, Tanner Hollenbeck, with Hutchinson holding. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is up and through. So a 14-0 lead for Tioga in the second quarter over Harpersville Afton. We'll have the stats from that drive coming up when we come back. Again, Tioga leads HA 14-0, 6:30 to go until the halftime break. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Six plays, 16 yards, and 3 minutes and 31 seconds on that drive for Tioga after they got the ball back in great field position and they were able to punch it in. So a 14-0 lead here for the Tigers over Harpersville Afton in game two today of the Section 4 Class D Football Championships. As this is the semifinals today, Sydney winning earlier today against Green in the 1-5 matchup. Sydney is the top seed, and they punch their tickets to the final. Tioga is the 3 seed, and the Hornets of Harpersville Afton the 7 seed, getting here by way of a 19-13 upset over Unitego last week. Tioga defeating Elmira Notre Dame in the 3-6 game last week. So that's how both teams got here. Tioga doing a little fake kick here, much like we saw in the first game against Green, where they look like they're going to kick it short. They run up to the ball, they stop, and then they reset, and they look to kick it deep. So a little squib kick here is fielded by Tyler King at the HA 25. He's going to pick it up at the 30, and up to the 35 before he's tripped up there and pushed out of bounds at about the 36 with 6:22 to go in the second quarter.
King picks up the bouncing ball on the right-hand side and gets 5 yards to give his team the ball at their own 35. For this possession for the Eagles, and they really need to put something together here on this drive. I think they got to come away with some points here.
Yeah, you know, they've played good defense, and they've had some opportunities. It could easily be a 14-7 game right now, if not still just 7-7, and they just have had some costly penalties. I think that's been one of the big keys so far for the Hornets, and it's what Coach Petras said coming in. They needed to try to wrap up. And so here is Josh Wilson on first down, pushes the pile forward on the right side for about 2 yards. And special teams is a big part, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that block punt for Tioga certainly helped set them up for their second touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get the block punt, and you get the ball at the other team's 15. That's huge.
So the Hornets looking to come away with some points late in the second quarter. 5:55 to go before the halftime break. Here is a coolest under center. Wilson is in motion. Instead, they'll hand off to Rizuka. He's going to hit the pile forward and push it up to about the 45. So a third down and just a couple of short yards coming up here for HA.
Yeah, Rizuka, I mean, that looked like the old rugby scrum right there. There was a bunch of people involved in that, and I would begin to tell you how many blue shirts were there, but Rizuka would not go down. He would not go down. He was going to keep chugging those feet and did a nice job and got almost the first down yardage, but it's 1 yard short.
Alan Rizuka, the fullback here for Harper's 11 with a good run. And this is going to be a third down and one to go here nearing midfield as Harper Zalafton goes right to left. They'll hand off to Wilson, it looks like, and he's got the first down across the 45 to the 46.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they are, when the linebackers for Tioga are coming up to the line, they're trying to time it. So I'm going to just say, somebody ought to just tell Coach Petras, you know, make him just hold that for a second and
sure,
then not snap it, because they're trying to stop, they're trying to time the snap. They picked something up, and that's huge. They're getting into the backfield and disrupting the plays.
4:55 to go in the second quarter. Play clock at 10. Tioga leading Harper's 11, 14 to nothing. Here's a little run back to Tyler King on a reverse. He's at the 50 and maybe picks up 2 yards. So a second down coming up at about 8 to go.
Yeah, Tyler King was a man on a mission right there all by himself, because he actually cut back against the grain and met a whole bunch of Tioga Tigers at the 50. So second down.
Kudos to King this year. He went from being, you know, pretty much an all-star quarterback last year for this HA team. This year they've really put him into a bunch of different roles, from wide receiver to running back. They used him on defense as a blocker, and he's just said, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. They'll try a little quarterback keeper here on second and 7, and Akulis just has nowhere to go. It's like he ran into a brick wall, and he's pushed back. No gain on the play.
No gain on the play is right. He actually just, it was such a slow-developing play. It was just a little fake to the fullback, and he fouled him, but before he could get behind the fullback, there were two guys from Tioga in between the two of them.
So the ball is in Tioga territory at the 49-yard line. They're right at the big Binghamton B here at the middle of the field at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, home of the Patriots. This will be a 3rd and 6 for Harpersville Latin going right to left. Wilson is motioning from right to left. They'll bring it down, and Tioga's not fooled. Huge loss here as Akulis is driven backwards, and I dare to say he lost 10 yards on that play.
Yeah, he did. They were just trying to do a little naked bootleg with Akulis, and the defensive end for Tioga did an absolute great job keeping his shoulder up the field and did not let the guy get him hooked, and great play.
That was Connor Hutchinson, the quarterback, who also does a great job on defense here. Came all the way across the field to make the tackle. Here is the punt from Tyler King. He gets this one off. It's going to take a Hornets bounce across the 25 and down to the 21-yard line. So Tioga will take back over with 2:54 to go before the halftime break. The Tigers with a 14-0 lead. And, Tim, I think it's very key. Harper's left has got to get a stop here. They cannot allow the Tigers to put up any more points in the first half.
Yeah, I think they do, too. I mean, they don't want to go down 3 scores against this team, because obviously you can see they have the ability to run the clock out. I mean, this game is flying. Really surprised that, you know, I was amazed that the Sydney game was 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, this one might be less than that.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see what happens, but they really do need a big stop here.
So this game, you're right, Tim, is moving very fast with two teams running the ball quite a bit. 1st and 10 here for Tioga, going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the navy blue with the gold trim, and they'll do a little sweep here to DeMario Chambers. Gets to the outside, trying to cut it back at the 25 to the 30. Chambers still running, 1st down and more. 35, drag down at the 38. Big-time run for the Tigers.
Yeah, they just had like a little jet sweep to the left, or to the right side, excuse me, with DeMario Chambers coming from his flat spot on the other side, on the left side. And that's a play I think you're going to want to watch, because I think they're trying to set him up to go the distance there. He has a boatload of blockers in front of him on that play.
And it looks like he has a fair amount of speed. And, you know, he's not a small guy at all. He's 6'1", you know, about 170 pounds, got those long strides. So we'll see that throughout the game. He's been primarily, as he is lined up right now, at wide receiver, but not afraid to run it as well. 1st and 10, ball on the 38. And this will be a run to the left side. And it looks like Max Johnson with the carry, good for about 4 yards for Tioga.
Max Johnson off the left tackle, guard gap, and Tioga going quickly here, trying to catch Harper's left and off guard.
Little hurry-up offense here for the Tigers. This is going to be about a 2nd and 7 at the HA 40. They're going to throw over the middle to Chambers, complete at midfield, good for a 1st down, tack on an extra 3 yards. And a 1st down here for the Tioga Tigers.
Yeah, nice little play right there, a little slant into the cornerback, and just absolutely perfect pass, nice catch, good 1st down play.
Looked like Chambers. Rangers had some words for Tyler King after that last play, so we'll have to keep an eye on that scrappy one-on-one battle up on the left wing side. Here on a first and 10, they try to throw into the flat on the near side. Pass is incomplete. They looked like they were trying to get that one to John Worthing.
John Worthing was guarded on the play by number 7.
Josh Wilson.
And then Josh Wilson almost got a hand on that ball, so I don't know if he would have caught it or not, but he definitely had good position.
Tioga, you know, I don't know if it's part of the game plan or not, but it does seem like they've avoided going at Wilson, who I know Coach Nick Aiello said they consider him to be one of the most dangerous players on the field. So could be part of the game plan. Stay away from him. Don't let him try to make any big plays. So a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Tioga leads Harpersville Athen 14-0, almost halftime. Here's a little option pitch to Worthing. Cuts back at the 45 and up to the 43-yard line here for the Tigers.
Yeah, a little fake like they were going to give it to the back, and then it came to the right side back towards their bench with the option play, and nice pitch and a good gain on second down. Brings up a manageable third down and 6.
This is just, you know, a classic Tioga Tigers type of game. Great clock management, great athletes, good size, you know, and we'll hear from Coach Aiello at the halftime. Just a great feeder program, great youth program. They had a JV team this year, so a lot of their younger guys were playing ball. Just how you should build a program. This is what they do at Tioga. And here is Hutchinson. He wants to throw, but it's knocked down at the line. Great job there by the Hornets on defense, as they are not going to go quietly today. Breaking through the line was Brock Weiss, knocking it down.
Yeah, Brock Weiss just got right in the face of the quarterback and just blocked the ball. At first, I thought he hit him and he fumbled it.
Mm-hmm.
But good call there, Nate, because I did not see him let go of the ball.
Boy, Weiss was right there, and I don't think Hutchinson even thought, boy, that guy can't get there that fast, but he did. Brings up a fourth down here for Tioga with 1 minute to go. They're inside Harpersville Athen territory at the 43-yard line. Looks like they're going to go for it here on a 4th and 6. Hutchinson is in the backfield, and now he's going to call timeout. I think they wanted to see if they could draw them off there, as they have a couple of other times. Now they'll call the timeout. So we'll keep it right here and give us a chance to recognize some of our special sponsors, including Waste Recovery Enterprises, McDowell and Walker, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Shindello Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, and Otigo Family Dental. A variety of big sponsors for not only our scene, Sydney and Green game, but also this Tioga and Harpersville Athen contest here today. And, you know, Tim, we'll be right back here, well, next Friday, unless the game venue changes. Could be over at UE. Sometimes they'll do that. But, yeah, we'll have that game next Friday, Sydney and either Tioga or Harpersville Athen. So football season continues on. Should be a lot of fun.
Gotta love it, Nate. Gotta love it. But right behind that is the round ball, bud.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of people talking basketball already. And I can't. Well, I won't lie. I'm a little excited about it. It's a fun time of year. But a lot of fall sports to finish up as well. And we'll talk about that at halftime. A lot of soccer and field hockey still going on. And here on a 4th and 6, it's a little design play to John Worthing. It's great for a first down and much, much more across the 25 to the 22. And a well-sold fake there by the quarterback, Connor Hutchinson. And Worthing got the handoff and took off.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. Second fake punt of the day that we saw in the first game that was good to get a first down, too, so for the Sydney Warriors. So Tioga has one, Sydney has one, and they used them positively.
Yeah, Hutchinson just took right off and handed it off, and it was well-designed and good to go. Now they'll try to run it on first down, and a big-time tackle here in the backfield to bring down the ball carrier. That was Shane Hoover bringing down Justin Rockwell. Rockwell tried to stiff-arm him, but wasn't having it.
Yeah, nice play by number 22 for the Harpersville Athen Eagles.
25 seconds to go as the Hornets trying to hold strong. And here is Hutchinson, steps up in the pocket, throws across, and his pass is incomplete. And, boy, Wilson absolutely drilled his man, and now a late flag as Trey Floyd got nailed as the pass was too high. And I think they're going to call this one on Wilson. And, well, I can't say I agree with this.
Oh, my gosh, I can't. I mean, I'm sitting here watching this guy, and all of a sudden, because he's getting basically yelled at, he throws the flag. I mean, he had plenty of time to throw it. If you're going to throw that flag, you need to do it when it happens. Because now it looks like you just did it because you got yelled at too much.
I mean,
absolutely ridiculous.
There was contact, and then I'd say a solid 4 or 5 seconds before he threw that flag.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, the kid is going to make the tackle. The kid dropped the ball. He's not going to be able to stop.
you know, I understand that, you know, it was a little bit late after the ball had gone by him. But the thing is that kid had already made his decision where he was going to make the tackle.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the kid dropped it. And then the referee, I don't know what he was thinking.
That's a tough break there for the Hornets. They've had some tough penalties against them here in this first half. And they earned those other ones. But
yeah,
this is one of those ones that you kind of just shake your head and say, well, it's part of the game. But ouch, that one hurts if you're a Hornets fan. So 18 seconds left. Tioga trying to punch in another score here perhaps before the halftime break. Here is Hutchinson, drops back, throws across the middle, it's complete, and in for a touchdown, Trey Floyd, his third of the day, and it's 20-0 with 13 seconds left.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to take on the Harpers of the left inside. I can't imagine they can be very happy with that call, because that gave them another life, and they scored on it, so we'll see what happens.
So
on the kick, extra point.
20-0 lead, 13 seconds to go here before the halftime break, and it looks like they'll be on to kick here with Tanner Hollenbeck. And, boy, yeah, just a tough break there for the H.A. Hornets, and Tioga capitalizes. So waiting for the extra point here. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up and through, and it is good. 3 for 3 on extra points from Tanner Hollenbeck, and Tioga leads Harper's the left in 21-0. We'll be right back with the conclusion of the second quarter here on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And that's fun.
And right. Welcome back. 13 seconds to go in the second quarter as Tioga leads 21-0 over Harper's Nelafton. A beautiful sunshiny day here. Tim and I were commenting that the sun starting to come into our press box view a little bit here. Got the shades for the second half. Might have to break those out so we can see. It's a beautiful day, though. I can't believe this is fall, late-season football. Here's Tioga kicking off. This one's going to be a little squib kick fielded here by Harper's Elafton at about the 37-yard line.
Okay, now I know what that was. It was T. I thought it was his shoe. I thought he kicked the ball. I thought it was his shoe.
Well, something did go flying in the air there. But it was the tee and not the shoe. So 13 seconds left, and it has just not been the first half that Harper's Elafton was hoping for here as they trail 21-0 against 3-seed Tioga. The Tigers with 3 touchdowns, all from Trey Floyd, 2 catches, and 1 on the run. So here is the Hornets, and let's see what kind of a play they decide to go with. Late in the first half, a handoff to Tyler King. He's going to hit the pile here, and nowhere to go for King. Brought down, and that should do it. Our halftime score is Tioga 21, Harpersville Afton nothing. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up, and we will also hear straight out of the break from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello about his thoughts on this contest here today with Harpersville Afton and his team's season as they make their way through the Section 4 Class D football playoffs. Again, our halftime score, Tioga 21, Harpersville Afton nothing. We'll be right back and hear from Tioga coach Nick Aiello on CDO.